Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wallace Mike. It's 12:16 on a beautiful sunny Saturday in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And again, I am joined with Piper.
Hi.
Hi. And as our guest today, we have Major Pat Crockett with the Civil Air Patrol. And how are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. So fantastic. Now, I've seen a lot of people running around in blue, mm-hmm. a lot of kids running around in, you know, uniforms, and I understand that's the Civil Air Patrol running around here.
Indeed it is. We have 192 members here actually on the compound doing this activity.
Wonderful. That's very impressive. Now, what for those who don't know, what is the Civil Air Patrol?
Well, the Civil Air Patrol is the auxiliary of the Air Force. It started in 1941 as a need to protect our borders during the war. We had a lot of aviators from World War I that were too old to actually go and fly, so they wanted to still do their part and had airplanes, so they flew the border patrols. And then we just became a part of the Air Force after that. So it's wonderful, and we continue on that tradition, and we have three main missions that we do, and it's aerospace education, cadet programs, and emergency services. So we do disaster relief or hurricanes, flooding, whatever the need is, we go.
Excellent. So that's a fairly broad mission, and what particular area are you involved in?
Well, I am here doing medical. I'm a squadron commander back home in Kansas. But here I'm doing medical and logistics, so I'm kind of keeping everybody healthy and happy and all meeting their needs.
Making sure everyone's drinking their water.
Exactly.
Putting their sunscreen on.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's warm out there today.
If somebody wants to join the Civil Air Patrol, how would they do that?
Well, you can visit a local squadron, and you can go to gocivilairpatrol.com and get that information. There's a join now you can click on and find out that information. They take anybody from 12 to 20. As cadets and senior members, you can be as old as you need to be. So you know, they'll take anybody that wants to join.
What does the training look like?
The training, we cover all kinds of things. Our monthly meetings include things like physical fitness. So you'll be tested on that once a month. We have aerospace education at least once a month, and we do hands-on activities, rocketry, building airplanes. We go visit museums and different things. We do leadership training for the cadets, so they learn how to be leaders, and they're tested on that information. What else do we do? Emergency services, so they learn about search and rescue. We're responsible for finding the downed aircrafts in the continental United States, at least 90% of all downed aircraft. So we are tasked by the Air Force to do that.
And what tools do you use in order to find those aircraft?
Well, we have, of course, our fleet of aircraft that we have across the country, and then we have a lot of ground crews as well. So we have the vans and the vehicles that we use. But on the ground teams, we use what we call an ELPR. It's a receiver that picks up the transponder signal, and we can triangulate the location. The airplanes also have that, so they can fly over and pinpoint that location for us, and then we can go in and triangulate and find the downed aircraft. So that's what we do here on the field, is we look for all, we get called about any overdue aircraft and also the ELPRs that are going off, the emergency transponders that are going off. And we've had, so far, we've had, I believe, over 60 finds. And I think that's about 60 sorties, which would be going out to look for things, and about 26 finds so far. So,
all right. Now, people who might not generally be in aviation might not understand this, but if an ELT goes off, it just doesn't necessarily mean there's been an accident.
Right. A lot of hard landings happen here. We've had people just bump it getting out of the aircraft or bump it with a suitcase. So we'll go find it and let them know. They go, oh, is that me? And we'll say, yes, it is. So we just turn it off and we write down the information and they go on their way. So it's, you know, but it's easy enough to take care of and nothing to worry about.
Now, are you monitoring both frequencies?
Yes, we have a comm shack that they take care of most of the emergency services stuff, and they do have the frequencies. We have also a flight line supervisor that's out on the flight line because our cadets are doing the active marshalling off the active runway. So he's got the frequency for the controllers as well as our ground team.
I guess I didn't phrase that question very
well. I'm sorry.
Are you monitoring both ELT frequencies?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So now what I understand is that 121.5 isn't being monitored by satellites anymore.
Right.
But you guys still do a lot of that monitoring,
exactly.
Correct?
And the aircraft, the commercial aircraft do pick that up, and that's how we get a lot of our information is the commercial aircraft will call it in.
So you get a first report from a commercial aircraft, and mm-hmm. then you guys go out and
mm-hmm. and that's reported by the FAA to the search coordination center that sends us out. That's the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. What does a search team usually look like?
A search team, an air crew would go out. One air crew would have a pilot, a mission pilot, and a mission observer, and a mission scanner. The mission observer is responsible for the navigation, the locations, the search grid, and navigating to that point. So they'll ride in the right seat. And the scanner rides in the back and does all the aerial photography and searching, looking. So we're all, of course, looking, but that's what the air crew looks like. A ground team can be a ground team leader, can have a driver, a senior member driver. Our adults are all called senior members. So, and the cadets would be, you could have a cadet as a ground team. And then usually we have other senior members as ground teams as well. So you'd have two or three on foot and searching.
Now, what are the photo equipment for?
The photo equipment, we take all kinds of pictures. We do drug demand reduction, so we'll take pictures of crops and things. And there's a lot of OPSEC involved with that, operational security. So, but we do take pictures of flooding, lots and lots of flooding this last couple of years. So we'll look for levee breaks. We'll take pictures of that. They'll also want to see, FEMA has us tasked for that as well. They'll want us to take pictures of like before bridges and after bridges, just to see if there's any damage or washes away around that area. We did the Norman tornado, and we took a lot of FEMA assessment photographs there. So we took a picture of every house where the house should have been to see how much damage was done.
Wow, you're doing actually many, many more missions than I had any idea that you were involved in. Mm-hmm. What else don't I know that you're doing?
We are the nation's best kept secret, I do believe. We have cadets that go through the program. A lot of them go into the military, but a lot of them don't. But it helps to get scholarships through that. It looks great on their college resumes. They learn leadership. They learn how to do interviews. They learn, these kids have no problem interviewing for a job or a college application. They're just well-rounded individuals once they get through this program.
So do you guys have an application process when you want to become a
Absolutely.
Cadet?
You can visit a local squadron and see if the meeting place is for you, because they're each a little bit different. So you can visit the one and visit two or three. It's up to you. Find out where those are, that website, gocivilairpatrol.com. And then once you talk to the squadron commander and get familiar with them, then you can do, the cadets can do an online application and have an immediate as long as it's approved by them, or you can do a paper process, and the seniors are a paper process, but they are all have a FBI background location or a background check and fingerprinted check before they can be members. So we have a very, very strong cadet protection program.
What are some of the requirements?
B-12. It would be the first day of your birthday month when you turn 12, and that's about it, really.
And I also understand you do various flight training for cadets.
Absolutely, they certainly do. We have flight academies across the country, powered in both glider. Each cadet gets 5 powered flights and 5 glider flights during their CAP career. They can ride as many times as they want to in the back seat, but the front seat actually taking control of the aircraft, they have 5, and it's absolutely free to the cadets.
That's just if you join, you get that.
Absolutely.
Now, what if they want to pursue a rating?
Then they can do that. They can go to the flight academies and get their pre-solo, and some of them have soloed at these academies. So they're also starting a new program within the next couple of years, I do believe, where they'll be doing a lot more flight instructing for the cadets with the CAP aircraft.
And then can they rent those aircraft also?
Yes, they can.
Once they get their ratings?
Yes, they can.
And I'm imagining that's at a good, better than
yes.
normal rate.
And it certainly is. Absolutely.
Membership has its mm-hmm. privileges.
That's right.
Absolutely. So now do they do just primary training or do they do instrument commercial training? How far can a cadet go in the training program?
Now that I don't have a lot of information on that, but I believe it is just the primary, the first few steps is all I've heard about. So
okay. Well, yeah, sometimes I ask questions that are a little bit off, so I apologize for
it's
that.
Okay.
And when if somebody wanted to come talk to you here on the field, where could they go to find you?
We have the Blue Beret Base compound. So the actual activity here is a national special activity. It's called National Blue Beret for the Civil Air Patrol. And we are at the corner of Knapp Street and Cap Avenue. And we've actually had the compound since 1988 here on the ground. So we've done a lot of man hours and a lot of activities here for these cadets. So it's wonderful. But absolutely stop by the gate. We have a CQ guard, the cadets. You'll talk to them first. Just walk right up there and tell them that you're interested and they'll bring you in.
And could somebody apply right here on the spot if they were interested in joining?
We like for you to visit your home base, your home squadron area where you would be attending regularly. That way you know the squadron commander and you can kind of see what fits you best. So we prefer that. But definitely we'll take your information and pass that on to that squadron commander.
Now, how many approximate locations do you have across the United States?
There are 52 wings in the United States, one for each state and one for Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. So in those wings, we have various numbers of squadrons. I believe there's, how many squadrons? 1,500 squadrons, I believe, and 60,000 members.
So there's a good chance there's one close to you, where, no matter where you live.
Absolutely, yes.
And if somebody is not available to be here in the field and they wanted to go find some more information, where can they go to find more information on the web?
GoCivilAirPatrol.com. Join me. Join now.
Mm-hmm. Join now. Excellent. And senior mm-hmm. Civil Air Patrol people, what are you looking for people for that?
It could be any aspect. We've got lots of people in the emergency services field already, but they prefer to work with cadets. So it could be anybody with any kind of interest. So there's so many jobs to do. We have logistics. We have folks that are helping in the kitchen this week. So we've got people that help with transportation. We have people that do strictly cadet programs. That just work with the cadets in the leadership program. So some that are just interested in flying, some that are just interested in ground team staff, the emergency services, search and rescue. So it could be, it's a huge, huge spectrum of what we cover. So you could find somebody, an interest for you, absolutely.
Is there a required time commitment to join?
You can usually go through a two-hour meeting once a week, and we do maybe one activity on a Saturday per month. And then these special activities, this is 17 days for us here at Oshkosh.
Excellent. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, so we do appreciate you joining us. We've been talking to Major Pat Crockett with the Civil Air Patrol, and you're listening to EAA Radio.